Calling in the order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, before we get into too much of the business, we have a young lady here, Crystal Narducci?
Narducci, yes.
All right. From the Friends of the North Country, she's got some good news for us.
Yes. So on September 9th, we were notified that the town of Morris was awarded a $500,000 project. It is a housing rehabilitation project. So that project number is 752-HR111-20. So I am here today just to kind of give a brief overview and have a board resolution signed stating that the board wishes to accept the award and authorizes the supervisor to execute an agreement between the town of Morris and the Office of Community Renewal, who is going to issue the $500,000. The resolution also wishes to engage the services of Friends of the North Country to administer the 2020 Town of Morris Housing Rehabilitation Program Award, and also authorizes the town supervisor to execute an agreement between the town of Morris and Friends of the North Country, who would administer the whole program. At the next meeting, we would have a lot more resolutions for you to sign. It's basically giving the supervisor the rights to sign for those things, such as fair housing officer and plan, the ADA grievance officer and plan. There's a program income plan, local admin plan. There are some things that need to be done within the first 45 days. So we will be getting together and sending you some emails for those things. And then there are also some environmental review records that need to be done within 90 days. Once all of that is done and completed, New York State CDBG, which is the Community Development Block Grant, will then approve us to go forward with actually bringing on clients.
Okay.
And going forward with that.
I don't know if everyone was here back last year when we applied for this. It's a housing grant for low income, for people that need help fixing up their houses to bring them up to code and stuff. The Friends of the North Country was the one that put in the grant for us. We originally got notice that we didn't get it.
Yes.
And then it's kind of a surprise.
They said they didn't have enough money, but then to be on the lookout, and then last week we got approved for the last 5 grants that we applied for. And the town course as well.
That's excellent.
Yes, we're very excited.
Yes. Okay. All right. So you want to read that or you want me to? Or? Go ahead.
Okay.
I love listening to you with a name.
I hereby certify that at a regular meeting of the Town of Morris Town Board, the municipality duly called, a quorum being present and held at the Town Hall, Town of Morris, New York, County of Clinton, and State of New York on September 14th, 2021, the following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full force and effect. Whereas this Town Board supports the creation and maintenance of affordable housing in the Town of Morris, and whereas the town applied for a grant from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, under the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, Small Cities Program, administered by the New York State Housing Trust Fund, Corporation of Office of Community Renewal, and whereas the town was awarded Project 752-HR111-20 for the general purpose of rehabilitating housing, and notice to that effect was provided to the Town of Morris by OCR on September 9th, 2021 for the amount of $500,000. Resolved that the Town Board wishes to accept the award and authorizes the Town Supervisor to execute an agreement between the Town of Morris and the Office of Community Renewal, and resolved that the Town Board wishes to engage the services of Friends of the North Country to administer the 2020 Town of Morris Housing Rehabilitation Program Award, and authorizes the Town Supervisor to execute an agreement between the Town of Morris and Friends, who will, for the standard allowable program delivery and administrative fee, scheduled allowed by the OCR, perform as sub-recipient on behalf of the Town of Moores in accordance with the OCR guidelines.
Okay. All right. Any questions, anybody on the board?
Not at all. You need a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Don made a motion.
I'll second.
Chris, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay, so, guess I'll do sign it. Now, do you want to take this with you tonight, or?
Yes, I do need to.
Okay.
All right, yeah, that will seal it too, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. Thank you for coming.
I'll be at the next meeting too.
Okay, all right.
Quite a few more resolutions.
Well, thanks.
Quite a few more.
Paperwork.
Yes, exactly.
Makes the world go round.
Love paperwork.
Do you want me to go seal this?
Yes. Okay, well, Kelly's gone to do that. We'll skip over the highway for right now. And what about library? Art?
Yeah, well, first, I guess the not so great news is that we're doing what other libraries are doing. And we are requiring that people wear masks when they go in. Otherwise, we're open full time. Everything else is the same. You can take in books out. Everything else is the same. They're just asking that people wear masks. I think along that line, she had been doing the story time in person again, but she thinks that she may have to go back to doing the computer virtual story times again until things start settling down a little bit. And on a better note, I think last month's meeting, we voted to open the community room up to small groups or organizations, small at 10, 20, by appointment. But the room is without storage at it, so it's a little cluttered. But for a small group or organization, it should be fine. We're also the policy is, if it's a community organization, there is no charge to use that community room. Just make an appointment with the library, and the room can be used. We have the key set up so that the library, as you walk in the building, the library is on the right, community room's on the left. So the key that you would borrow from the librarian to use the community room will let you in the building. You'll have the bathroom and then the entranceway. It'll let you in the community room. It will not let you in the library. So you know, people from the community are, if you have a small organization, you're welcome to use the community room. I guess on another good note, computer use in the library seems to be increasing, keeps increasing. So that part's good. And we're open like normal for everything else, other than if we're just asking people wear masks.
Okay.
And we submitted the grant to the state for the storage shed in the gazebo. From what I remember in past experience, it'll be 2 or 3 months. They'll probably get back to us to either change it or they're going to take it or whatever. Any way you look at it, nothing's happening until next summer. So
okay.
That's basically it.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a fee schedule for non-community groups?
Right now, we're not opening it up for private, only for community groups. What we've done in the past, we haven't done a lot of it. I think it was $25. You remember?
$25.
I think $25 for the use. But we're at the moment, we don't want to open because there's still a lot of clutter. Mm-hmm. We think a small community organization can come in and deal with the clutter. And you're just going to sit around and do a meeting, you know, as opposed to having a party or something like that. That's quite different. But at some point in the future, hopefully, for private use, what we had done a couple of years ago before all this started was, I think it was like $25 to help with the electricity, et cetera. Okay. You know, it was the main idea, but for community groups, there's no.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Art. All right. Dog control. Everybody got a copy of Stacy's report. It's like 7 calls for the month of September. That was supplied by Stacy, the dog control. Okay.
Yeah, we have inspection this month too. Janet's coming to the house to do an inspection.
Oh, I didn't see you back there.
I'm here. As I figured Janet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
now it's going to be over where you are now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything's moved over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to come on the 23rd.
Okay. Okay, good.
I'm not expecting any bad news or anything. I think everything is going to be good. And
okay.
All set to go.
Great. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Beautification.
We don't have a nod for the dub back. Apparently, yeah, NYSEC has a dub back to him, so.
Yeah, the time's getting, short now.
Okay. I'm assuming we'll be taking the flags down shortly.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Scarlett.
Yeah.
Youth program, nobody here. Youth, historian. Fire department. I got the fire department report. We had a total of 12 calls for the month of August. 8 in the town, 4 mutual aid. Got a total of 89 calls so far for 2021. 2 house fires, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 1 standby, 2 medical assists. 1 grass brush fire and 1 CO alarm. And 2 hazmats and 1 investigation. It was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief, which is here. Anything else, Todd?
I'd just like to thank the community that came out and supported us for Labor Day. Mark Drumley and his team in the chicken pit knocked it out again this year. Really, really nice looking chicken dinners. The girls put them together, shipped them out. We had a few hiccups, but we prevailed and worked through it. Our anonymous business donation supplied 100 chicken dinners to the elderly and homebound in the town, which some of them were moved to tears when they were brought their dinners. So that's it was nice of them to give back to the community and do it together. We also have 3 new members that will be joining the Cannon's Corners department. Steve Samples, 2 boys, and 1 of their friends got in. We have 1 that's completing the basic firefighter operations class right now and will be graduating in October, and he'll be a new fireman to the team. So we look forward to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doug. Mr. Assessor, anything to add? Gotta have.
Assessing has gone up. The price of homes are outside of this town. The average thing you can get in there is $30,000 to $40,000 over the assessed value. So that means that all of you can expect a raise. The state wanted me to raise this end 11%. That end 18%. Bring it up to 95. They only gave me an 83. I put in, we raised it approximately almost $6 million last year for set value in meet the quota. So they gave me a 93. If I don't make 95 this year, senior citizens will all lose part of their exemption.
Start bonus.
Much. And that's what we're trying to avoid. Prices are outrageous. I mean, it's not outrageous. The people that are selling do one thing. They get their money and move away. But the people that are left here are stuck with the tax. And the state goes by sales. Throw out the top, throw out the bottom. Medium in the middle. That's why it's based on the sales. And it's I haven't got a report back yet from the state. I'm expecting it before the first of the year to tell me how much I'm going to, what's going on. And it's just, that's all I can say. Building is fantastic. Everybody's building. Price of lumber's up. Sun's slowly going down. It's doing fantastic. Everybody is in on decks, porches, garages, you name it, and houses. I keep up, like about two days, I check it, you inspect it, and I'm swamped.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. I mean, they get you one way or the other.
That's about it. Outside of that, I'm waiting for the state to tell me what the figures are. And last work they've given to me is once they do all the numbers in and everything else. Are there any questions? I've been advised not to take any questions.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
EMS report for the month of August. Calls, Champlain had 57, Moores had 28, Ross Point had 25, for a yearly total of 879. Total bills, 110, so, okay, as long as we're on the EMS, I give everybody a copy of the EMS contract that they're looking for this year. They're looking for a $13,000 increase from last year, and they didn't get any increase the year, last year was stayed pat. The only problem we have with that is we've got our figure from the state, and as a town we can only raise $25,000 worth of taxes without going over the tax cap. Well, the problem with the $13,000, that's over half of what we have to raise. So I guess we got some work to do. Not a lot of places we can cut. I mean, the employees get a raise, the insurance has gone up, the workman's comp has gone up. I'm proposing right now to put it at 10,000 and see if we can move some money around to get a little bit more. I mean, I'd love to give them every penny they want. They it's worth it. I mean, for the service they deliver for the town of Moores is excellent. It's just that you only got so much money to go around. So, I don't know if anybody else got any comments or questions or...
Last year, Jeff, we didn't get a raise from the MS,
right? Right. They did not. They had got some money from the state, so they did not raise at all. Stayed pat for 2 years the same.
Or we're going to have to cut something on the budget to, if they want the 13.
You've only got so much you can cut. Yeah. Like I say, you've got everything else is increasing. Nothing's going down. We're just in the early stages of looking at the budget right now. We're just kind of getting the final figures in. But this was the biggest. This is going to be our biggest one. So I just, you know, looking for some guidance.
Are they willing to bend or?
I don't know. Billy Loudon's here as one of the board members. I don't know if Bill can answer that. Is there any leeway in that, Bill, or?
I don't think I should comment at this time.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, the Secretary of State.
We're having a meeting Thursday night, 6 o'clock at Champlain.
Okay.
It's open to the public, anybody who wants to come and see how we operate, see your insurance went up, ours went up a lot more than yours did.
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it.
We just bought a new ambulance, we put here in Morris, $275,000.
Yep.
The Stryker power lift was $33,500. Chest compression system, $17,000. So we're over $300,000 in equipment this year in the town of Moores. and we're only asking for $13,000. I think that's a pretty good deal.
There's no doubt, it is. There's no doubt about it, but when you only got so much money to play with, you can't pull it out of the air. So, but yeah, like I say, we're in the early stages. I just want everybody to know where we're at and where we're going, and we'll sit down and do the best we can. That's all I can tell you too. We've worked good together in the past. I hope we can continue. Okay. All right.
Does this have to be voted on, Jeff, at any particular time?
Oh, well, it's going to come a time. It'll have to be once we finalize the budget. It'll be next month. Will we finalize the budget?
We'll have to have a budget workshop.
Right.
Soon too.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. So. But we have to have it out by the end of the month. This month, 31st, I think, is when we have to have the budget out to the board members.
Bill, when's the next meeting that I can attend?
What's that?
Is it Thursday?
This Thursday at 7, at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry.
At your building?
Champlain Campus, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I think I had a report from the court. So, old business. Anything under old business?
Did we ever get our preparedness, emergency preparedness thing done? I think the state had wanted.
Emergency preparedness thing.
That was a COVID? No, I thought the neighbor was working on that, no.
She was, but it's not done yet.
Oh, it's not done.
No. One of Como's bright ideas. But no. Anything else in our old business? New business? What kind of new business? They're pretty much covered. And I could think of. Okay. Financials.
I have the two resolutions.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So there's a resolution to transfer money. Whereas the highway fund has used all available cash for September bills, and whereas CHIPS monies for reimbursement will not be issued until the end of December 2021, and whereas there will be two payrolls and a health insurance bill before the October meeting, therefore we need to borrow $40,000 from the general fund money market to cover those two payrolls and health insurance bill.
The highway department just got done paving, and we've got a $335,000 bill for the paving. Because it's so much later in the year that Chris doesn't have that much money in his account to cover it. So what we'll have to do is borrow from the general fund to get these bills paid. But once his CHIP money, see, when he files for his CHIP money, it takes three months for the state to pay you back. So when that money comes back in at the end of the year, then we put it back into the general fund. But as of right now, he doesn't have enough to cover it, so we have to borrow from the general fund, because they did so much paving. They did a lot of paving here last month or so. So we got a resolution to move $40,000 into the highway fund to cover the payroll and the payment on the thing. I have a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to.
Don?
I'll second.
Irving second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you.
Well, does he realize that there's no more undiscretionary spending?
Yeah.
Because
well, if he was here, I would have told him about that. Well, that, I guess, as long as we're on that right now. We need to have another meeting here, unless you guys want to wait till next month, but we need to discuss this county snow contract. I was kind of hoping he'd be here so we could discuss it tonight, but he's not. So, do we want to have another meeting in a week or two, or do we want to wait until the next?
We'll have to post it. How many days to post it?
Right. Yeah.
So, have you ever got a 1% increase here every year?
What's that?
The last contract they gave us a 1.5% increase every year. This one here, they're going to be giving us a 1.5% increase.
1%, yeah.
Just want to note it on record that it's less than last year.
Okay.
The increase per year.
But there is a stipulation in there also, if the fuel goes up, then they up the fuel. So yeah, because the way the fuel thing is going, they've got a stipulation in there. If it goes up over 50 cents, then they'll reimburse the difference for the fuel cost. But yeah, that's, we need to sit down and discuss that as a board. Okay. So I don't know what you guys, pleasure, you want to, 2 weeks on the 28th, the zoning board has a meeting, so you can't do it then.
No, they have it the 21st.
The 21st.
Oh, the 21st, okay.
Yeah, their meeting's the 21st.
So oh, okay.
We can do the...
You want to do it what?
We can do the 28th.
Are you
want to do the 28th, or you want to do it later in the week?
You like the 23rd?
Yeah. That doable?
That's doable for me too, it doesn't matter.
Is that on Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Thursday. I'm taking that course.
Oh.
The day after on a Wednesday? If we have the 2nd, there's enough time to post it.
On the 22nd?
We can post it in that amount of time.
Yeah, we can. About 22nd? Work on a Wednesday?
7?
Yep. Okay, let's shoot for that. Kelly will post it and...
Yeah, the hazard mitigation plan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this is for the Clinton County 2021 Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. Whereas the town of Moores, Clinton County, New York, is most vulnerable to natural and human-made hazards which may result in loss of life and property, economic hardships, and threats to public health and safety, and whereas Section 322 of the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000 requires state and local governments to develop and submit for approval to the president a mitigation plan that outlines processes for identifying their respective natural hazards, risks, and vulnerabilities. And whereas the town of Moores acknowledges the requirements of Section 322 of DMA 2000 to have an approved hazard mitigation plan as a prerequisite to receiving post-disaster hazard mitigation grant program funds. And whereas Town of Moores, with the assistance from the Clinton County Planning Department and Mountain View Planning, in cooperation with other county departments, local municipal office officials, and citizens of the Town of Moores, has gathered information and prepared the Clinton County Pre-Disaster Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. And whereas a public involvement process consistent with the requirements of the DMA 2000 was conducted to develop the Clinton County Hazard Mitigation Plan, and whereas the Clinton County Pre-Disaster Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan has been prepared in accordance with the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, and whereas the Clinton County Hazard Mitigation Plan recommends mitigation activities that will reduce loss of life and property by both natural and human-made hazards that face the county and its municipalities. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Moores Town Board that the Town of Moores hereby adopts the 2021 Clinton County Pre-Disaster Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan as this jurisdiction's hazard mitigation plan.
Okay. I have a motion to sign this plan.
I'll make a motion to
Don?
Sign the plan.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Carried. Thank you. There you go, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Under new business or Mitchell? No? Okay, that's for at the public comment period. Anybody got anything
have a question.
Okay.
For the young lady.
Absolutely.
Who administers that program?
It's going to be us, Friends of the North Country.
Okay. Is there a form that everybody will apply to fill out?
So it's income-based. So each client, our prospective client, I should say, calls and speaks to one of our HUD housing counselors. There's an intake and application. All funds are verified by the IRS, so obviously whatever someone claims as their income, it is verified. And then, you know, there's liens on the property. It all goes, but it is income-based. So every person that calls in will go through the application process. You're welcome.
And then it goes through they do most of the work, and then they recommend to the town which ones, you know, goes and does it. And then if they do get accepted, if I remember right, and the project is done, they need to stay in there for about 5 years?
5 years, yeah. And if they do leave ahead of time, money is owed back.
Right.
So at that point, it's kind of just what's gone through. But at a point where we're at, where a project is to be accepted, you will see one of us come to a meeting. We do it by project numbers so that no prospective client names are for, you know, public knowledge. And then once they're approved, we go forward. We are in very much need of contractors, so if anybody knows of anybody, you know, we have contractors that have pretty much bid on projects for us, but we are always on the lookout. Obviously, we are very much expanding. Friends used to not have this many programs. Right now, we have about 15 or 16 of them. Yeah, so we've grown quite a bit, but so, like I said, once we have a project, we'll come forward to the board. And, you know, if there's any problems or anything like that, if there's any changes, and then we also try to leverage money. So if there's not so much in CDBG, we have other programs that sometimes we can commingle funds.
Okay. And then if I remember right, I know last year when we started this program, I believe they said there was, like 18 or 20 already signed up?
Yes, we already have a wait list. Mm-hmm.
So there is quite a waiting list. So.
Yes. A lot of times those wait lists are what help us get the projects because they know there's a need in that town, which we're very, very excited that we were able to get this.
Yes, we are too.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
Friends of North Country, did you build houses also?
So we do mobile home replacements, but we do also, if there's a need and it is feasible money-wise, a house can be built. It depends on the situation.
Because I can remember Hellenberg, Friends of the North Country, put up some stick-built houses.
Yes, yep. It depends on the program. Like this one is a rehab, but we do also sometimes get mobile home replacement programs, which we're able to do mobile homes as well. So stick-builts are hard, especially right now. The price of everything is outrageous. But if it's feasible, we definitely work with the client.
Again, when we started this last year, we had to make a choice to go with stick built rehab or replacement on mobile home. We figured we could do more the first year with the stick built, then we couldn't, because of the mobile home, you're only going to do maybe one or two mobile homes, but that's $500,000.
So
we figured if we could do five, six mm-hmm. projects with the stick built, which we went with that. So, okay. Anybody else got any questions? Okay, well, thank you everybody for coming. Have a good night.
Motion to close.
Make the motion.
Right. Close? Yeah, motion to close.
I'll make a motion to
leave. Mr. Thomas.
I did forget to tell you that the packet that I gave.